Elim chapter 29, Mishnah 8. Share charchur milamata, and the other half of the hoe, the bottom half. Remember, the top half had the prod for the cattle. The bottom half had the blade to hoe up the if there was any roots and things. Yeah, shiva. So that is, it's considered, the handle is considered an attachment to the hoe up to 7 handbreadths. Anything less than that is not considered useful. But if anything, so up to 7 handbreadths. Yad magreifa shel bale batim, the handle of a householder's rake. And he brings up here that they used to use it to rake out the ovens, raking ash or clay from the oven. So that is Beishamo Imrim Shiva. He says 7 tfachim is the length of the handle. And Beisilo Imrim Shmoina, he says 8 tfachim is the length of the handle. Up to 8 means. So up to 7 is considered useful. Anything longer than that wasn't for, you know, the rake. It was for something, you know, it just was, had no purpose. So Beis Hillel said, Shmona, up to 8. Shel Sayadin, the next case is of the plasterer. It's a plasterer's kind of implement that was used for raking plaster. He brings in the cart here. So the plasterer's... Yeah. So the plasterer's rake, Beishamo Imrim Tisha, the Beishamo says up to 9, Beishamo Imrim Asara, up to 10. Yosem Mikan, more than this, Imratze Lekayim, so now when it says Im more than this, it's going back on all the Mishnahs, all the links that we've done in the last, from Mishnah 4 until now. So if it's more than this, but the person intends for it, his intention is that he wants that to be used for the handle, so then it is susceptible to impurity if that's his intention. But if not, then it's not. The Yad Misham Shaya Or, and the handle of a fire implement, for example a spit or a pan, so that is kolshu, any length, whatever length it is, it's considered a handle, and the reason being that they always used a long handle to avoid the fire. So it didn't matter how long that the fire implement's handle was, it was considered an attachment.